لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Before proceeding with the technical aspects of Ifrad, Qiran and Tamattu', let us discuss some aspects of the Talbiyah, Tawaf, Zamzam and making Sa'i between Safa and Marwa. The Talbiyah is Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik, Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, لا شريك لك. Again, لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. The translation is, I am present, O Allah, I am present. I am present. You have no partner, I am present. Verily, all praise, bounties, and kingdom is for you. You have no partner. This is the Talbiyah and this is the translation of the Talbiyah. To say the Talbiyah, to say the Labbaik, it is Sunnat. And it is advisable whenever the Talbiyah is read to recite it three times at once. Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, finish it one time, say again Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, second time, say third time Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. And the more person recites the Talbiyah and the Labbaik in the state of Ihram, the more valuable his Umrah and the more valuable his Hajj becomes. It is stated that at the turn of every condition, recite the Talbiyah. If a person is climbing a steep hill, say Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. You are going down, say Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. If you are lying down, say Labbaik. If you are sleeping, say Labbaik. If you meet anyone, you say Assalamu Alaikum. With that, you say to a person Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. At every change of condition, recite the Labbaik as much as possible. It is also advisable, after reading the Labbaik, also recite the Durood Sharif, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. And after that, after reading the Labbaik, it is also advisable to recite this dua, Allahumma inni asaluka ridaaka wal jannah, وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ غَضَبِكَ وَالنَّارِ. Again, اللهم إني أسألك رضاك والجنة وأعوذ بك من غضبك والنار. The meaning of this is, O Allah, I ask of you your pleasure and I ask of you Jannat and Paradise. And O Allah, I seek refuge in you from your anger and from the fire of hell. So after the Labbaik, after Durood Sharif, recite this dua as well. Now the Talbiyah for Umrah, it terminates upon commencing the Tawaf. prior to that, from the time of donning the ihram, right until the person proceeds by the Baytullah Sharif, he sees the Baytullah Sharif, at that point, he will just stop his labbaik, and just before commencing the tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif, then the person will not read any labbaik at that point, he will now proceed with the tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif. In the case of a haji, when a person is making ifrad, or when a person is making qiran, the talbiyah will continue right until when the person pelts the shaitan, when he goes to Mina, and just before pelting the shaitan, at that point, the person will stop the talbiyah, he will not read the talbiyah any further. We now proceed with some of the basic masail of tawaf, tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif. The tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif consists of 7 rounds. It commences from Hajr Aswad and it ends at the Hajr Aswad. Tawaf has to be done in the state of wudu. Tawaf is not valid without being in the state of wudu. The procedure of tawaf is stand in front of the Kaaba Sharif just before the Hajr Aswad. When one comes there just before the Hajr Aswad, make the intention of tawaf and then proceed directly in line with the Hajr Aswad and make istilam of the Hajr Aswad. The istilam of the Hajr Aswad is lift up the hands like how one would lift up the hands in salah and then kiss the hands as though you are kissing the Hajr Aswad. It's also advisable that when one is making istilam of the Hajr Aswad, one should recite Bismillahi Allahu Akbar. And the full dua is Bismillahi Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah wa lillahi alhamd, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Allahumma imanan bika, wa wafa'an li ahdika, wa ittiba'an li sunnati nabiyika Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the full dua. Once again, Bismillahi Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah wa lillahi alhamd. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم إيمانا بك ووفاء لعهدك واتباعا لسنتك نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. The meaning of it is, I commence in the name of Allah. Allah is the greatest. There's no one worthy of worship but Allah, and all praise is due to Allah. And may peace and salutations be upon Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إيمانا بك. O Allah, I have faith on you. And O Allah, I fulfill your promise and I fulfill the sunnah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a person doesn't know this full dua, then at the time of istilam, he should at least say, Bismillahi Allahu Akbar, that I commence in the name of Allah and Allah is the greatest. After making this dua, making istilam of the Hajr Aswad, now commence and proceed with the tawaf. The Kaaba Sharif will be on the left-hand side of the person that is making the tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif. While making tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif, don't look at the Kaaba Sharif. Either look in front or look down. Don't look at the Kaaba Sharif. And make tawaf around the Baytullah Sharif in such a way that your shoulder is facing the Baytullah Sharif, not your body facing the Baytullah Sharif. If you come to a certain point where the body faces the Baytullah Sharif, from that point where the body faced the Baytullah Sharif, go behind a little step from that point where the body faced the Baytullah Sharif and cover up that tawaf again. In the case of males, when a person is making tawaf and after the tawaf there is sa'i, then the person will have to make ramal for the first 3 rounds. Ramal is to walk like a soldier. A brisk walk, like a brave person with your chest out, as though you are confronting an enemy, to show to the enemy that you are not afraid of anything and you are prepared to charge him and to challenge him. So make this ramal like this in the first 3 rounds. And obviously with that, it's also going to be in the state of istiba. Istiba will be that you wear the ihram in such a way that the right shoulder is exposed. Make tawaf continuously, and when a person comes at the Rukn-e Yamani, the Rukn-e Yamani is the last corner before the Hajr-e Aswad. If a person has the opportunity, go and touch the stone of Rukna Yamani with the right hand. And if a person is unable to touch the Rukna Yamani with the right hand, then he is not going to make istilam like how we make istilam of the Hajr Aswad. To make tawaf continuously without any stop, that is sunnat and that is the correct procedure of making tawaf. Some people, they wait by the Rukna Yamani to touch the Rukna Yamani, they stop their tawaf. Or they, while making tawaf, they stop by the Maqami Ibrahim. They want to look at the footprints of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Or people queue up for the Hajr Aswad. That will not be correct. The continuity of tawaf is important. If a person wants to kiss the Hajr Aswad, or if the person wants to see the Maqami Ibrahim and derive barakah with the sight of Maqami Ibrahim, then maybe at another stage. But whilst making tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif, don't stop at any point and break the continuity of the tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif. Whilst making tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif, one should engage in any dua, any zikr. Dua is to present one's heart to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah knows the condition of the heart. Allah knows the desires of the individual. Allah knows the anxieties of the individual. What the individual is going through. What are the wishes and aspirations of the individual? Make dua. Yes. If a person has memorized any duas, he knows the meanings of those duas, then read those duas in the state of whilst making tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif. If a person doesn't know any duas, then instead of just reading the dua from the mouth, make dua from the heart. If you know it in Arabic, well and good. If you don't know it in Arabic, then from your heart, whatever language, you can make tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif, you make tawaf, you make the dua at that time. To read the third kalima, whilst making tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, is also highly recommended. And when one comes to the last part after the Rukna Yamani, before the Hajr Aswad, to recite Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar, that is also recommended. It is also stated that in that area there are 70,000 malaika that say Ameen to your dua. Generally, the muallim or the guide, he takes the people around, his group around the Baytullah Sharif, and then they all make dua in a chorus and so forth. That is not necessary. Now, after making tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif, then recite, perform 2 rakat salat, that is wajib. And after make whatever dua you want, present your heart's wish and desire to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. However, Ibrahim Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's dua after making tawaf was, Allahumma innaka ta'lamu sirri wa alaniyati, faqbal ma'zirati, wa ta'lam hajati fa'a'tini su'li. وَتَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي فَغْفِرْ لِي ذُنُوبِي اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ إِيمَانًا يُبَاشِرُ قَلْبِي وَيَقِينًا صَادِقًا حَتَّى أَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُ لَنْ يُصِيبَنِي إِلَّا مَا كَتَبْتَهُ عَلَيَّ فَرْضِنِي بِمَا قَسَمْتَهُ لِي يَا ذَا الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Again, the dua is the dua of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam after making tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif. He would make this dua, اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ سِرِّي وَعَلَانِيَتِي. Oh Allah, you know my secrets and you know those things of mine that are exposed. Oh Allah, accept my tawbah, accept my excuse. Wa ta'lamu hajati fa'atini su'li. Oh Allah, you know my needs, you know my wants. Oh Allah, grant me my wishes and grant me my desires. Wa ta'lamu ma fi nafsi faghfir li dhunubi. Oh Allah, you know what is within myself. Oh Allah, forgive my sins. Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan yubashiru qalbi. Oh Allah, I ask you of such state of iman that attaches to my heart, that goes into the depth of my heart. Wa yaqeenan sadiqan. And oh Allah, I ask of you true faith, true yaqeen. Hatta a'lamu annahu la yusibani illa ma katabtahu alayya. I have so much of yaqeen and conviction that I know that any difficulty that comes upon me is only that which you have decreed upon me. فَرُضِّنِي بِمَا قَسَمْتَهُ لِي يَا ذَا الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Oh Allah, whatever you have decreed for me, make me happy with that. And, oh Allah, make me used to that, make me content with that. Ya Zal Jalal wal Ikram, O Allah, you are most glorious, O Allah, you are most generous and you are most honorable. So this is a dua one should make after making tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif, and after reading a 2 rakat salat, recite this dua. After making tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif, reading a 2 rakat salat, one should proceed to the well of Zamzam. If it is possible to go to a well, nowadays that area is closed, so it is not possible to go to a well of Zamzam. So at least go to the taps that are there and go drink the Zamzam water. It is stated that the water of Zamzam, it is one of the most valuable waters that Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has ever created. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj. He was brought in the Hatim area, and everything else, the tray and everything, came from Jannat. But to wash the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was washed with the water of Zamzam. That shows how valuable is a Zamzam water. It is stated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ma'u Zamzam lima shuriba lahu. That when a person drinks Zamzam for whatever wish, for whatever desire, he drinks the Zamzam, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will grant him his wish and his desire. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, when a person makes tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif, reach 2 rakat salat by the Maqam Ibrahim, and then he goes by the Zamzam, then and he makes dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah will accept his dua and Allah will forgive his sins. It also mentioned, dua by the well of Zamzam is also accepted. Some of the benefits of the Zamzam water is that if a person has fever, headaches, weak eyesight, any sickness, if the person drinks the water of Zamzam with that yaqeen and conviction that there's shifa in it, and Allah will grant him his wishes and his desires, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give him shifa with the drinking of the Zamzam water. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would drink the Zamzam water and he would make dua, O Allah, I drink the Zamzam water so that my thirst can be quenched on the day of Qiyamah when everybody will get thirsty. It also mentioned drinking Zamzam water with every sip, say Bismillah in the name of Allah. And after every sip of Zamzam water, say Alhamdulillah, that all praise is due to Allah. The dua after drinking the Zamzam is, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a, wa amalan mutaqabbala, wa rizqan halalan tayyiba, wa shifa'an min kulli da. O Allah, I ask of you ilm, knowledge that is beneficial. I ask of you rizqan wasi'a, plentiful rizq. وَعَمَلًا مُتَقَبَّلًا, such action, such amal that is accepted in your sight. وَشِفَاءً مِّن كُلِّ دَا, and O Allah, grant me shifa and grant me cure from every sickness. After drinking the water of Zamzam, now proceed to Safa, where one will commence the sa'i between Safa and Marwa. Before proceeding to Safa, come to the Mataf, where the tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif is made, and once again make istilam of the Hajr Aswad before one proceeds to Safa. Come to Safa, stand as high as a place where one can see the Baytullah Sharif. Nowadays there are many, many pillars and there are many obstacles. It's not easily, the Baytullah Sharif not easily seen from Safa. There are few areas between two few pillars that the Baytullah Sharif can be visible. So come to that point and make dua to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Whatever is the heart's wish and desire, these are the places that the du'as are accepted. These are places of ijabat, where Allah's rahmat, Allah's mercy comes down. So take your time and make du'a. Don't rush. Take it easy and take out enough time to engage yourself into du'a. Don't think that you got 7 rounds to go, when it will start, when it will finish, and how long it will take. These are a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So even if you have to get late, whatever it is, there's no rush, no hurry. Take your time and make dua and present your heart's condition to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. After making dua, commence the sa'i from Safa, proceed to Marwa, and it is masnoon to recite, Abda'u bima bada Allahu Ta'ala, inna Safa wal Marwata min sha'airillah. that I comment with that which Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala comments, and Allah says in the Quran Kareem, Inna Safa wal Marwa min sha'airillah. That Safa and Marwa, these are two hills, two mountains, they are from among the sha'ar and the salient features of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. It is also masnoon when a person is in Safa, he's in Marwa, to also recite this dua. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير لا إله إلا الله وحده أنجز وعده ونصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. Again, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير لا إله إلا الله وحده أنجز وعده ونصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. The meaning of it is, there's no one worthy of worship but Allah, and Allah is one and alone, there's no partner to Allah. To Allah belongs the kingdom, to Allah belongs all praise. And Allah is the one that brings to life, and Allah is the one that gives death. And Allah is Qadir and capable on each and everything. There's no one worthy of worship but Allah alone. And the dua goes on further to say, Allah has fulfilled the promise that He has made to His slave Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for success, prosperity, and victory. And Allah alone helped and assisted His slave Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah alone defeated all the armies and defeated all the alliances that got together to harm Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba, and Islam. So recite this dua when one is in Safa, and then proceed then to Marwa. When one goes between Safa and Marwa, especially in the case of males, there are the two lights, green lights, is known as Milain Akhzarain. At that point, walk a bit faster than the normal walk. There's no need to run. Merely a slightly jolting or thudding, that will be sufficient. It's not necessary to actually run between the Milain and Akhzarain. Women will carry on their normal walk. They will not walk fast like how the males walk between the Milain and Akhzarain. Between Safa and Marwa, it is also advisable to recite this dua, Rabbi ighfir warham wa antal a'azzul akram. O Allah, forgive. O Allah, you are most honorable. Rabbi ighfir warham. O Allah, forgive. O Allah, have mercy. And O Allah, you are greatest and you are most honorable. Inshallah, after this session, we'll continue with another session with other technical aspects of Qiran, Ifrad, and Hajj, inshallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.